pay the price. Because Vashti, in refusing what God wanted her to do, the king wanted her to appear before him, she lost her position. And they said, the king said, what are we going to do in place of Vashti? And the noblemen said, let us look out for women that are better than Vashti. And God has given us an opportunity. Right from the time this youth conference started, and now, I think this is the fourth, God is looking out for better women. Amen. If we will not appear before him, God is not a respecter of persons. God can do away with us if we are not serious with him. Amen. And it has come down to that point that we must look into what God is saying for ourselves and begin to respond to God. Amen. So I want all of us to stand tonight and begin to cry to God. There is need for repentance, because we always feel that we are pleasing in God's sight. But it can be true, but we have not really done the things that God is demanding of us. So how pleasing are we in the sight of God? Let's begin to open up our hearts. You need to say something to the Lord. It is not to wait for me to pray. There is a repentance that needs to come out of our hearts. And there is a decision that we need to make at this point in time. God touched our clothing aspect. And you can hide and look at it as nothing. But it is an important aspect of our identity. What we wear actually defines who we are. Some people will say, it's from the heart, it's from the heart. What you wear, you just from the heart. But what is in your heart? What is being revealed outwardly. So let us begin to call upon the name of the Lord and ask for mercy where we need help, and make up our mind that we will lay down whatever God is asking us to lay down today. Hallelujah. 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 God is here. 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 Open up your heart. The Lord is here, strong and mighty to save. If only we can trust in him. Hallelujah. Open up your hearts. Begin to pray. I am Andalama. Oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Oh, you know, Lord, have mercy. The things that you have revealed. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask God to open up our spiritual eyes, that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened. We need that enlightenment at this time. Oh Jesus, open our eyes. I am I. Deliver my soul. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your word tonight. Lord, all the dimensions that you have brought to us. Lord God, we are praying tonight, Lord, that you will help us. For Lord, we see, Lord, that these things do not come by our own head. We cannot begin to just walk in them. But Lord, there is a process. Lord, there is a decision that we must make at this time. Lord, we pray. You say that there is a cost, oh God, that is associated, Lord, with progress in the Spirit. Lord, for every step, oh God, there is a cost. Father, we pray today, Lord, whether as, no, Lord, regardless of where we are, whether we are small, whether we are big, whether we are mighty, Lord, we come before you to say, Lord, help us, Lord, today, that we might move from where we are presently, oh God, to the place where you are calling us for now. Lord, we open up our hearts. We want to be true to you. We confess, Lord, that we have not pleased you. We confess, Lord, that we have not followed your word with all our hearts. And we have not believed your word. We have walked in unbelief. We have walked in the shadows of darkness. But Lord, today we come with our hearts open up unto you. We ask, Lord, that you will apply the blood of your Son. Let the blood of Yeshua go deep into our soul. Lord, you see the idols. You see the things that we give great esteem. We hold in high honor, Lord, before you. But before you, these things are destructive. And so, Lord, because of your mercy, O God, as you have come to us, we ask, Lord, that you will touch our soul and begin to judge every idol. Lord, bring the conviction into our hearts by your Spirit. Let the unction of the Spirit fall upon us tonight. Let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to permeate our soul. Lord, help us to see the vanity, oh God, in the things, Lord, that are not of you. Help us to see, Lord, tonight. Let the ministration of your light come upon our soul. Illumine us, Lord, that we might fall before you and begin to cry for change. Lord, this is our prayer today, that you will intervene. Lord, intervene that we will not go into the path that leads to destruction. For many of us, we have been in this path. We have even begun to settle. And everything you have spoken has not meant any sense to us. But Lord, we pray tonight that you will rebuke this wickedness that is within our soul. Rebuke this lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us, Lord, tonight. Bring us out of every shell. Bring us out of every covering of darkness. And cause us, Lord, to see ourselves for who we are. That we might begin to see the pattern that you have laid out for us. Even the identity that is after the image of the Son of God. Lord, this is our prayer tonight. Oh God, we want to move, Lord. We want to move. We do not desire to settle as youths, oh God. For there is a calling. Lord, there is an election that is upon our lives. Lord, if we do not make the decision, Lord, if we do not make the move, Lord, we will never ever come to that place where you begin to utilize and make use of our lives in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. We say, Lord, help us. Help every man. Help every sister. Help every brother to begin to see the need. Lord, to begin to respond to that which you are saying tonight. Lord God, as we make this decision, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will help us never to remain the same. Lord, this is our prayer tonight. Bless us, O God, Let there be, O God, a foundation that will be laid in our lives again. Hallelujah. That we will not be like the Gentiles. Lord, who in their vain imagination, Lord, they have no thought of God, O God. But Lord, that we will be a people that are acquainted with your word. A people that desire, that to feed on your word. Take away those trash. Take away everything, Lord, that has hindered us. We bring them before you and ask, O God, that you will deliver us. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we sing this song? I will run the race till I see your face, not by might, not by power, by the Spirit.
And I will run to you till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace. And I will run.
We're going to round off this session now. Then we'll move over to this other side and get our meals and eat quickly. It's about 8 o'clock now. We'll eat, then we'll come back immediately. Latest by 8:30. When we come, we're going to break into groups for practical discussions. Amen. I promise you, it won't be boring, because it's actually going to be yours. Amen. You are the ones who are going to do these discussions. It's a time of transparency. It's a time to discuss our issues. A sister asked, how shall these things be? Amen. That's just what we're going to discuss. So, all that we have heard, we're going to now bring them to the reality of the situations of life. Those that work, how are we going to apply these things to our work situations? Those that are students in secondary schools, or those that are, yes, in secondary schools, how will it be really? Those that have issues with exam malpractice, how will it really be? In the universities, issues of sorting and the like, how will it be? Then to those who are grown up a little more, like marriage situations, will apply all these words to marriage situations, for instance. So when we come, we're going to break into three segments. From 15 years down, we have their own section, and they will have some older brethren who will be with them. But the older brethren are not coming there to just preach and preach to you. They are going to encourage you to speak and coordinate the discussion so that it will not turn into a confusion. Then, from 16 years up, we have their own sections. I say sections because that age group will be broken into two. The ladies will be on their own side so that they can seriously discuss their lady issues. And there will be sisters that will be with them to discuss those, while the gentlemen, brothers, will have their own section where they will meet and talk man to man. Amen. Are we agreed to it? Or? Okay. Yes, those below 10, that's the children, will have their own session. You know, those people that were qualified to be at the children's camp, they will be there. But the day I went to the children's camp, I saw some people too who are not supposed to be there, who are quite grown. So those people will be in the group of 15 down to 11, 10. Then those who are below 10 will be in their own little group. Amen. So do you agree? Or we should just eat and go away? We want it to seep in. There is something called assimilation. After eating, there is something that happens in the body. The doctors and biologists should not crucify me. That they call assimilation, is it not so? When the body now sucks in all those things. And there is something the Bible calls chewing the cud. So we are going to separate into those groups so that we can chew the cud together. Is that okay? Yes. So let's bow our heads and we pray. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful plans that you have for us, the way you have arranged matters, and as days are going by, you are revealing them to us and you are helping us to follow them. We pray that this session that will come will truly fulfill its purpose and your intention in it. We ask that you will bless the food that we will eat. You help us to get the food in an orderly manner that will please you. We will eat for strength, O God. And you cause that when we return, we will not as a result be sleepy, O God. But that your spirit will cause us to still be alert and our hearts will be open to desire that which you will yet give. We pray that during that session, O God, there will be openness in the name of Jesus. We will not be afraid of one another. We will not hide ourselves. You help us to be able to ask the questions, to truly discuss as brethren, one with another, that by so doing you will build and edify your body according to that which you will cause every joint to supply. We give you the glory. We magnify you. We ask that the Spirit of God will help us immensely. Lead us in ways that we have never gone before, that in all things you may have the preeminence. Thank you, Father. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen. So, we go and eat. Let's remember, that 8:30 we are here. Praise God. Amen.